You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's national, state and territory libraries have worked together to create a world-first new national digital collection. Publishers are now able to upload published works through the new national e-deposit service, ensuring Australian work is preserved for future generations. It is a legal requirement for publishers in Australia and in many countries around the world to deposit any published content to the National Library. National Library of Australia Director General Dr. Marie-Louise Ayres says making deposits is so important to capturing a country's identity.
It's something that really allows us to collect what we call the imprint of a country, in this case Australia, as it is and not how we would like it to be. It's all about completely impartial collecting. So legal deposit means that publishers are obliged to deposit a copy of everything with their legal deposit library, and libraries are obliged to collect and keep everything that's in scope for legal deposit. So that means that we don't make judgments about quality.
Deposits were historically made in print form, but with online publications becoming more prominent, the NED system takes depositing into the digital era. Director of Australian Collections Management at the National Library of Australia, Libby Cass, says NED is about making it easier for publishers to deposit work.
It's a fully functioning system that caters to commercial, not-for-profit, academic and community-based publishers, allowing them to deposit items to fulfil their legal deposit obligations, set access conditions to determine use, and also to get statistics on usage of their collections.
That simplifying of the system, General Manager of the Small Press Networks, Tim Coronel, believes breaks down a barrier which deterred smaller publishers from depositing content.
It just makes the submission process a lot easier and simpler, and it also removes a real cost barrier that is, particularly if you're a very small publisher and you have to send a copy or a number of copies of your print book to the library. It is an impost and an inconvenience that many small publishers will now not have to put up with.
He says the system won't just benefit small publishers, but also benefit authors.
It'll help authors in the long term because if their book goes out of print or their publisher goes out of business, their book will still be findable in the National Collection. And if it's findable online through a simple search of Trove, that really means that their book will live on for a long time.
The new e-deposit system was created off the framework of the National Library of Australia's online publishing portal. However, it required the collaborative work of national, state and territory library representatives. Director of Collections at the State Library of Victoria, Joe Ritali, says the success of NED is a reflection of their teamwork.
It was an opportunity to work with the other state and territory libraries on a project that would offer a really publisher-friendly solution that we probably would not have been able to do if we tried to do it individually.
She says state, territory and national libraries recognise the need to create a national deposit system to not just make publishers' lives easier, but ensure Australian content is preserved.
We work together on a technology solution, basically, and by bringing our resources together and our best thinking, we were able to develop something that I think is easy for publishers to use. It has introduced more efficient workflows for libraries, and I think will hopefully deliver benefits to all Australians through more content available electronically.
A sentiment shared by the National Library of Australia's Libby Cass. She says they hope the database will become the resource historians in the future use to find out about Australian society in the 21st century.
We recognise that community newspapers, particularly those in language other than English, are a really important part of our Australian collecting, and we're really keen to encourage use of NED to capture in particular all that community content, whether it be a community newsletter in language or a not-for-profit guide to tenancy law for new Australians. It's about that diversity of content.
The ability of NED to reach local communities is something National Library of Australia Director General Dr. Ayres is particularly proud of. She says the service is a tool which will ensure everyone is represented in Australia's publishing collections.
It really lets us engage more with communities, go out to communities and say, are you publishing your newsletter online? Are you putting out that annual report? Have you ever deposited with the library? Let's make it easy for you to do that digitally. So From our perspective as a group of libraries, National eDeposit gives us even more power to build the best possible collection to be available for decades to come.
Ms Cass wants to encourage people nationwide to deposit their work to ensure Australia's publishing cultural diversity is accurately preserved for future generations.
All the content's available through Trove, so by searching Trove for National eDeposit and a particular language, you will find content. But I've just been doing some searching myself, and I know, for example, that we don't have any content in Hindi yet or anything in Filipino. So our collection is small but growing, and we'd encourage anybody who knows somebody or who is an author or publisher themselves to deposit that content.
Dr. Ayres says cultural diversity is integral to Australia's identity.
About 26% of Australians actually speak a language other than English at home. So we have to reflect that full diversity of Australian languages, whether it's the hundreds of Indigenous languages or the hundreds of languages that have come to Australia through successive waves of migration.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.